Yesterday, we ended our segment in our study of the visit of the Magi to the newborn Jesus in Bethlehem in mentioning the gifts, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. When you go back to the Old Testament and you study the requirements for tabernacle sacrifice as laid down by Moses in the Old Testament, you will find all these three elements listed. As a matter of fact, if you go to Exodus 30, you'll find that the altar is overlaid with gold. You will also find a requirement which includes frankincense. There was another requirement which involved myrrh. Frankincense is a picture of the blessing going up from earth to heaven. Myrrh is a picture of the blessing coming down, flowing down from heaven to earth, a picture of the anointing. But of course, the altar is the place where the sacrifice is made, because the thing which happened in the tabernacle, which was made for transit like a tent, which when the children of Israel had no settled abode, but they were in transit in the Sinai, and later when there was a settled place, which we call the temple. The altar was the place where the sacrifice was offered up. This was a child who was not, in an ultimate sense, born to live. This was a child who was born to die, to offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of his people. And even though the Magi were from far away, even though they were Gentiles, strangers to the covenants and the commonwealth of Israel, somehow they knew, and they brought gifts consistent with that sacrifice. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.